Martog A was going up through E Street, you know where the pinnacle is, instead of going round to go up through Martog, you go straight on up through, and it was like, I think it was an old farm building they'd taken over, and that was where the Martog A was, and then Westlands B, you know, Martog B, that was up halfway along North Street, as they call it, then where Paul's of tent makers were. And Westlands took over all of that except for one type of hangar, which Paul still kept, you know. And of course, we just to do all sorts of things out there, muck about and what have you, but they're very enjoyable. I was quite thrilled with it all down there. But I think now that I look at the going from Mark Montague to Martok now, and I think to myself, I was a boy, just 14, and I see these youngsters now, and I think, was I that small when I used to have to cycle to Martok every day, you know, to be down there for 7:30, and you had to be at your bench, ready to start work. Not like they do nowadays, they come in any old time, and say flexi hours and all the rest of it. It was just, unfortunately, you had to be there, and that was it.